Dark Rising, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mangan. Captain Alex Hunter lay uncovered on a hospital cot in a room of steel, chrome, and blinding white floor and wall tiles. His arms and legs were restrained by Kevlar cuffs, attached by medium-gauge, pencil-thick wire cable to a special metal railing running around the outside of the cot frame. The room bristled with camera lenses, microphones, and speakers. Medical officer Lieutenant Alan Marshall stood behind the heat-tempered observation glass and looked at Hunter's resting form. Although the soldier seemed to be sleeping peacefully, a storm was brewing behind his tranquil countenance. The tangle of 256 electrodes and wires attached to his head showed that he was suffering both a migraine and an epileptic seizure simultaneously. Yet there was no external sign at all. Marshall shook his head. Alex Hunter was both medical miracle and mystery. Hunter was the U.S. Army's first super-enhanced warrior, part of a special military project codenamed Arcadian. The Army wanted to know how this soldier could be so quick, so strong, and heal so quickly. Alex Hunter was the project's only success. All attempts to surgically or chemically reproduce his abilities had been an abject failure. Marshall looked through the records he held in his hand. Several years ago, on a clandestine military mission in northern Chechnya, Captain Hunter had been wounded by a single bullet to the head. He'd been as good as dead. His commanding officer, Major Jack Hammerson, had brought Hunter's comatose body back home. There were two options: watch the young man wither away to a shrunken gray wraith as he lay trapped within his own body, or try something different, something experimental. And so Alex Hunter was entered in the Arcadian program. 2 weeks later, Hunter opened his eyes, sat up, smiled, and said he felt fine. He was more than fine. He was a new type of human being. Marshall pulled an X-ray of Alex's skull from the file, holding it up to the light so he could see the small dark mass at its center. The projectile was still there, but instead of causing a massive surrounding damage as expected, it, perhaps in combination with the treatment, had triggered a range of physical and mental changes that had astounded the scientists. There was evidence of significant rerouting of blood to Hunter's midbrain, the area largely responsible for selecting, mapping, and cataloging information. It was also the primary powerhouse of endocrine functions, which controlled responses to pain and the release of adrenaline and natural steroids. The flush of extra blood into this relatively unresearched area of the brain triggered massive electrical activity, waking new or long-dormant abilities. The young man's agility, speed, strength, and mental acuity had increased off the scale, all beneficial side effects that hadn't been fully expected.